don't want to go back to day camp. There's a girl who doesn't like me, and she's really mean.
You don't have to be afraid of her. Jesus is with you, and he can help you. You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Zach. Do you ever wish you had someone to help you when you have to deal with mean kids? Having mom around at a time like that would be really helpful, but unfortunately, she can't always be there with you. Someone else can, though, and he's the best help you can get. I'm talking about Jesus, of course, and he promises to be with you and help you no matter where you are. Just like he says in Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Our story for today is called Always There. It's gone, Abigail exclaimed one morning as she and her older sister walked to the school where they attended day camp. They just put it up and now it's gone. A huge telescope had recently been installed on a mountain near their town. The girls usually saw it clearly as they walked down the street. Sophia laughed. In this fog, lots of things are gone. They're really just hidden by the fog. I'm sure we'll be able to see the telescope by the time we walk home this afternoon. Sophia was right. As they walked home, the telescope was visible again, but by then Abigail had something else on her mind. I don't want to go to camp tomorrow, she said. There's a girl in my craft class who doesn't like me, and I'm scared of her. She's mean. Maybe I can stay with you most of the time tomorrow, Sophia suggested. But we're taking different craft classes, and you're in a different age group, Abigail replied. You can't stay with me all day. Sophia thought for a minute. No, I can't, but you know someone who can. I do? Asked Abigail. Who? Think about the Bible verse we read in our family devotions last week. Jesus is always with us, Sophia replied. Abigail rolled her eyes at her sister. I know that, but I can't see Jesus. Sophia was quiet for a minute. Then she pointed toward the big telescope on the mountain. We couldn't see that telescope this morning, but it was there. And even though we can't see Jesus, he's there too. He loves us so much that he died for our sins, and he promises to always be with us. Abigail sighed. Okay, you can stay with me until we have to split up for craft classes, she said. Then she smiled. And then I'll remember that Jesus is with me the rest of the time, even though I can't see him. Sophia smiled at her sister. Let's talk to Mom when we get home. She might have more ideas about what to do about this girl who's been bothering you. Well, how about you? Do you ever wish you could see Jesus? Perhaps when you have a nightmare or get lost in a store. Even when you face scary things, you can breathe a little easier just by thinking of one thing. The fact that even though you can't see him, Jesus is right there with you. He promises to always be with those who trust in him. And he keeps his promises. Our key verse today is Matthew 28:20.
I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
And our key thought for today, Jesus is always with you. Can you believe summer is almost over? Before school starts back up, make these last few weeks count by joining Word with Zach. It's a fun way to spend time in God's Word every day while reading your Keys for Kids devotional. And when you complete August, you'll be entered for a chance to win an awesome Squishmallow Manta Ray and a remote control stunt car. Just ask your mom or dad to sign you up today at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.